so much of the past is who we are today, right? You know, but you have to let go of it and live in the moment, I think. I believe that anyway.
Alejandro Escovedo doesn't dwell in the past, but his musical history is hard to ignore. So he chose to recount the story through the language of music and invited a few other folks to help tell the tale. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Alejandro Escovedo pens a tune, you never know if he's going to break your heart, break a string, or both. Because aside from his deep reservoir of talent, the revered Austinite soaked up a wealth of sounds in his 30 years of making music. From his punk days in The Nuns to the string quintet of his last record, The Boxing Mirror, Alejandro sees no boundaries in how to make a song sing, as long as it's true to the story. And in his latest batch of tunes, that story is his own, brought to life with the help of veteran producer Tony Visconti and fellow songwriter Chuck Prophet as the album Real Animal. So we traveled anywhere from Chelsea to California when Alejandro performed some of the new tunes at FUV, but they all started with the unique process of co-writing.
Chuck's a real workhorse of a writer. You know, like when he gets in a room and you're going to write a song, you don't leave that room until it's complete. Whereas a lot of us will go, you know, I'll come up with the lyrics back at the room, I'll see you tomorrow kind of thing. Well, he won't allow that to happen. It's got to happen now. I remember the first time he came to Wimberley, where I live out in Texas, you know, we kind of hung out. I took him down to the feed store and we got some coffee and we're meeting all these people along the way and stopping at different various places. I could tell he was getting nervous, you know. So I turned to him, I go, bro, this is all just part of it. You know, this is part of it. And so, you know, I would tell him these stories. I'd tell him about my whole life, the band, situations, you know, opening for the Sex Pistols, seeing Sid and Nancy again at the Chelsea when I was already living here and they came, and I was in the lobby when they checked in that day. They had Jerry Nolan and Johnny Thunders with them, you know. And so it was just a matter of, like, you know, we would tape it down on little handheld cassette recorders. I tell them the stories. We'd pick up on a key phrase or a line or something, a title, you know. It took us a year to write the record.
I lived in the Chelsea once on 723rd. We came to live inside the myth of everything we'd heard. The poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. It makes no sense. And it makes perfect sense. And it makes no sense. And it makes perfect sense.
You know, after having recorded The Boxing Mirror and released that, it was kind of a melancholy, kind of a dark record. And so this record, I really wanted to step away from that type of material. And I really wanted to tell the story of all the bands I had been in and the people that I had met along the way, the different places I had lived, you know, beginning with growing up in San Antonio and moving to California in 1957 is when we moved there. And we went to this little town called Huntington Beach, California, you know. It was during that time that I really kind of just started to become infected with the rock and roll bug, like a lot of us, you know. The last song on the record, Slow Down, was the first song that we wrote together. And that was about taking someone back to that place, Huntington Beach, you know, and trying to kind of immerse yourself and this person who is younger than you to have them try to feel what you felt when you were at that age. And
let me take your hand, there's something I wanna show you. Close your eyes and you can hear the music in the wind. Out on the pier, that's the Ike and Tina Soul Review. I don't know what this means to you, but it was everything to me when I was free as the sun, shining on our faces. Free as the light that comes down from some other places. Slow down.
Alejandro Escovedo recorded live at FUV with Slow Down, the closing song of his album Real Animal. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.